So if you would, everybody, please go into your heart center. Okay, and I want to thank you for being here today, and I want to thank the guides for channeling the Lemurian energy today. And at this time, I'm going to call in my highest and best channeling guides, and I invite you to call in your guides as well. I call in Archangel Michael. I ask that 100,000 protection angels surround this space and each soul in this space, keeping out negative energies, entities, and thought forms. I also call in Archangel Raphael. I call in Archangel Ariel. I call in Jesus Christ. I ask him to overlight this session, and I also ask him to purify my voice, making my words clear, succinct, and pertinent, and for everybody's highest healing in this room. Amen. And lastly, I call in the Lemurian energies. I call in the Lemurian guides, and I call in those spirits that wish to speak through me today about the ancient civilization of Lemuria. Amen. Good day. We are here with you as one. We are the Lemurian whole or collective that has come to speak today and share our energy with you, and also past life memories that you have of Lemuria. We are going to not only share our words, but we, with your permission, are going to work on you energetically during this channeling so that your ancient Lemurian energies, records, memories can come to the fore so that they can assist you in this very important time on Earth during the Ascension. It is no coincidence that the Lemurian energies and entities are coming forward at this time, as there is a congruency or a parallel experience between your ascension on Earth in 2016 and the ancient Lemurian civilization that existed on your planet thousands of years ago. This civilization has been shrouded in mystery. And the reason why it has been shrouded in mystery, although there have been some researchers that have come forward and found ancient Lemurian artifacts, is because, as you know, everything is divine timing. And the timing was not yet appropriate for all of the Lemurian knowledge and energy to come back to your Earth surface. That time is now approaching. It is now approaching because your vibration is raising or rising high enough so that you can start meeting our vibration. When humans go through the ascension process in 2016 and beyond, those that have past lives in Lemuria, those that have spirit entities and guardians in Lemuria that still look after them today, will start connecting with that energy. Many of you have started this process, and it is our desire today to heighten the connection and get you very, very connected to our energy, because once you connect to the ancient Lemurian thought forms, your healing process will be accelerated. Everything will become accelerated because it will aid you in not just healing, but in expanding your consciousness. The Lemurians used crystals, this is true, to expand their consciousness, and they also used water, which is essentially crystalline in nature. If you look at the ocean, which is intrinsically connected to ancient Lemuria, there are salt crystals in the water, but basically water is the basic conduit of life, for life on your planet. No entity in this realm can exist without the assistance of water. You are water, 80% at least, and you need water to survive. Every creature, every animal, every plant needs water. And so the water is the essence of life. Even Christ mentioned that in his teachings. The Lemurians knew this well, and so water became the way that they spread not just their energy and their thoughts and resources, it was also the way that they came to higher states of consciousness themselves. The crystallines solidified what the water would do, and we will get more into that as the channeling goes on. As you know, Lemuria was a continent, for the most part, that existed in the Pacific. It was not known as the Pacific at that time, but what you would call the Pacific Ocean. The culture existed 100,000 years ago up into about 15 or 12,000 years ago. And this culture was very, very long-lived. How did this culture come about? Well, before Lemuria, there was life on your planet. There was all types of life, and many high-level civilizations existed before ancient Lemuria. There were also reptilian kingdoms, such as the dinosaur kingdom, and so on and so forth. This planet of yours, Earth, or Gaia, as she is known, became more or less a battleground for light forces versus dark forces, and their creative energies were displayed on this planet. Each type of being, extraterrestrial, light being, dark being, would come here and create. They would create all types of beings. They would create all types of civilizations. They would mix different extraterrestrial civilizations and create hybrids, as the term is used today. These hybrids would genetically mutate, and they would also mix with other types of hybrids or genetic material that was placed upon your planet. So Earth, as Barbara Marciniak has stated in her channelings, became the living library. And over the millions of years, many, many different extraterrestrials and beings all out the vibrational spectrum came to Earth to create. Why? Why Earth? Why did they choose Earth? The reason they chose Earth is because Earth was a depository for genetic information. That was its purpose. And also because the highest and the greatest and the most light-filled beings, and also the darkest beings, have spent time on Earth. So there was a huge continuum or a huge realm in which to play. Darkest to lightest, the width and breadth of the genetic material on Earth was essentially unlimited. And when these extraterrestrials came to play in the Earth zone, there was always a connection back to their origin. So when the Anunnaki came, for instance, and created on Earth, there was a direct link back from their creations to the Anunnakian planet. Now, this is true for the Pleiadians, the Sirians, all of the entities that came to your universe and galaxy and Earth, and of this there were many, many, many beings that came here. And Atlantis and Lemuria are two of the civilizations that are in your recent memory. However, as we have mentioned, there have been many, many civilizations that have come and gone on your planet, and many of them have been very, very high level, and some of them have been very strange. If humans were to look at these beings that existed on your planet at that time you would not recognize and yourself, because many of you souls have been incarnating here in many different life forms, not just human. But getting back to Lemuria, where did the Lemurians come from and what was their purpose? Before the Lemurians came to planet Earth, there was great discussion in the light realms. There was discussion about what can we do to raise the vibration of Earth, because at that time it was in a, if you want to call it, darker type of setting, a very predatory environment with primitive beings, and life on Earth was a struggle for many of the entities that lived here. Light forces wanted to bring in a hologram of light unto this planet. They wanted to create a civilization that could anchor the highest light from very, very high, high sources onto the Earth realm once again. Essentially, the Lemurian energy is Pleiadian energy with a twist, because it is not strictly Pleiadian, but many of the beings who incarnated here as Lemurians have Pleiadian origins. The actual hologram and the beings, the creator beings that brought down Lemuria, were higher in consciousness than the Pleiadians. You might say they were their ancestors or parents. There was a team arranged in the light realms. There was a team of entities who decided to create this civilization and anchor it on Earth. As we mentioned before, these would be considered the Pleiadians' parents or ancestors. They would be higher in light than the actual Pleiadians. They went through a design process and they decided to create, decided to create a maternal, nurturing, loving environment that would be in direct opposition to the current environment that existed on Earth at that time. So when humans think about Mother Nature or the great abundance of life coming from the feminine principle, that is Lemurian. And there was an entity who was on that team of creation who brought down this hologram and grounded it into your planet. This would have been considered Mother Nature, the original female in your psyche, in the Lemurian psyche, or the original mother goddess that existed on Earth. This being was of incredibly high light and incredibly expansive, and it was actually a sacrifice for this being to contain, we'll say, herself and incarnate on Earth. When she did incarnate here on Earth, she brought down the Lemurian plan or the Lemurian energy to anchor it. So she more or less was a conduit or channel to the team that existed in the high celestial realms. She became the incarnate master to bring down this hologram. She became the original Lemurian, the mother goddess. When she came down, she existed in physical form, but it was unlike the physical form which you are experiencing at this time. It was lighter and higher in frequency, but yes, it was still physical. And we will tell you that when she came down by herself, And then she became the conduit or channel for other beings of the light to come down and incarnate as Lemurians. We hope that this makes sense, but essentially, she was the prototype, the first female mother goddess, and the other entities came through, many from the higher realms, some Pleiadians, but all that volunteered for this mission knew that they were establishing what they hoped would be a permanent mother goddess culture on planet Earth. So when she came down, this mother goddess, because these beings that incarnated with her, and we would say they were in the, eventually they were in the thousands, but the first ones that came down, there was a community of a few hundred. They all came down and they started to implement the blueprint that was developed in the higher realms, and they started to manifest it in the material realm. This goddess, mother goddess, not only brought down the first Lemurian principles and energy, she also brought in much genetic information so that the Lemurians actually started creating animals, different types of hybrid animals, different types of beings. This became, in effect, the first Garden of Eden. This was the first paradise on Earth that was unto itself. It was a hologram. In other words, when it came down, it was utterly protected vibrationally from everything around it. It was a continent in the Pacific Ocean, and it was unto itself, and it was utterly protected from any outside forces around it when it first came down originally, when the Mother Goddess came in. And so their real work then began. Not only did hundreds of souls, Pleiadians, and higher vibrational beings start incarnating, but they started creating in their Garden of Eden. They started creating different plants. They started creating different animals. They started creating all types of life forms that were higher in vibration than the current life forms on Earth at that time, because Earth had degraded so much by the time Lemuria had come about. The hologram was not just an oceanic culture. It was an oceanic culture on the perimeter, but it also was a tropical island green culture in the middle or in the center of this continent. Basically, the dolphins and the whales came down. They each had respective jobs to complete in this new Garden of Eden. The dolphins were to serve as a reminder for the human beings that were now on the planet so that they could remember their Pleiadian origins. Dolphins are Pleiadian in essence. And the whales came down so that the beings could connect to the stars of Sirius and other constellations at that time. So what happened is the Garden of Eden flourished. The female principle was dominant. The female principle sustained the community and the culture for many, many eons. The lineage went from mother to daughter, from aunt to niece. It was female dominated at that time. It's not to say that men did not exist in the culture, they did. But they were not held in as high a regard as the females, because the thing that was valued above all else was fertility and the ability to procreate and create. And in that culture, that was entirely aligned with the female body, the female principle. So, this Garden of Eden flourished, and over hundreds and hundreds of years, many, many life forms came and were developed in this paradise. However, the time came when the mixing, the great mixing occurred. What is the great mixing? The mixing occurred when the parameters around Lemuria, remember it was kind of an insert or an implant upon this planet, the ones that were guiding the mother goddess, and remember that they lived for many, 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 many years. In fact, it was more or less the ancient Lemurian ones, the very first Lemurians on this planet, could live indefinitely. They made a conscious decision about when to come in and when to leave their paradise home. So the guides of the mother goddess consorted with her, and they decided that it was time to bring down the barriers or the walls, because the ultimate goal of Lemuria was to spread this loving heart consciousness center across the whole planet and to raise the vibration of the planet and for that energy to impact the other energies upon this planet. And so the mother goddess, even though they were existing in complete harmony, and when we say harmony, we know that you understand that as a heart-to-heart connection. The consciousness of all Lemurians was connected via the heart. One Lemurian individual could read another Lemurian individual's emotional status instantaneously because they were that connected. Not only were they connected heart-to-heart, but they were connected to the heart of the mother. The Lemurian energy ran deep into Mother Earth, into the heart of Mother Earth, and it ran up into the celestial realms, or the Sirian and Pleiadian realms, and it ran outward. All Lemurians were connected by a heart-to-heart energy, and this was designed this way by the original planners so that the energy could stay high. So Lemurians were completely telepathic, and they were also incredible healers. They could, if someone started feeling disjointed or unhappy, all it would take would be for another one to place their hand on that individual's spot that needed healed, and they would be miraculously healed. Honestly, the Lemurian consciousness worked as a group, so nobody did anything alone. The female principle was so strong, but it was so united. All Lemurians were connected energetically. They could move as a group. They could think as a group. They could heal as a group. And they could act as a group. And that they often did. So the Lemurian consciousness was one of unity, one of togetherness, and one of community. A Lemurian would have been like a fish out of water if they would have been acting individualistically. The individual self-ego was not a Lemurian concept. This was established much more later on your planet with the Atlantean energies that came in. So it was decided to start letting the Lemurian energies reach other parts of your continent. And so what happened is that this was done somewhat gradually. There were holes or energetic portals that were established in the hologram that was Lemuria. And there were a few ancient ones that ventured out and started going to other places on your planet. They would go to Africa, they would go to north, they would go south, and they started colonizing other places on your planet to bring the feminine principle and the unity consciousness. Essentially, Lemuria, as it developed, became a seafaring community. And also as it developed, because of the breaking down of the barriers, the Lemurians were affronted, or you could say impressed with other energies, and their vibration started to fall. They were at the highest vibration when they were insulated and when they were founded. And as the years went on, their vibration became lower and lower. This was a direct result of colonization, and it was also a direct result of intermingling and interbreeding, which the Lemurians did participate in. And so the Lemurian energy went across your entire planet. So it started insulated in the Pacific Ocean, and then these holes were developed energetically within the hologram, and then the entities would start going out, at first observing the energies and entities that exist across the planet. And they were somewhat taken aback by what was going on the rest of the planet. However, they had been given direction by their guides that they needed to expand their energy and traverse the planet so that the loving female principle could cover the entire planet. And so the Lemurians were able to go out of body. So the Lemurians would, what you would call remote view, they would do this upon the planet. They would go to maybe a spot in Africa and look at the people, although they were not people in the sense that Homo sapiens are people on your planet right now. But they would look at the people and the animals, and they would take an inventory, and they would try and figure out how their energies could best mingle with the existing energies in many different places on this planet. So they would remote view, and they would go there in their minds using their third eye, which was completely open, and they would come back to the hologram, and then they would make a plan. So many of them actually had to lower their vibration, and then they would go out in the physical world in boats, and they would start going to distant shores. This was a sacrifice on their part, but also a great adventure. And so this is how the Lemurian energy became expanded upon your planet. Different Lemurians were sent teams to colonize the rest of the planet. When the beings in other parts of the planet first saw the Lemurians, they were somewhat taken aback, as they looked very different than the beings themselves looked. The Lemurians looked like star people. They were quite tall, very high in vibration, and very otherworldly appearing. They also dressed quite differently, and they acted quite differently. The Lemurians were not frightened of other cultures because they had the means to protect themselves if the other cultures decided to be aggressive or try and kill them or shoot them or hunt them or any of these things. The Lemurians were able to protect themselves. They had advanced, not weaponry, but defense mechanisms. They could put a shield around their energy bodies so that anything that was coming towards them would get deflected immediately. And so the other beings across the planet actually saw some of the Lemurians as gods, and they would pay homage and welcome them and bow down to them. The Lemurians were not really interested in being worshipped. They were interested in spreading the oneness to the rest of the humanity. And so this is what they did. As they went to these other cultures throughout the years, eventually, the beings would breed. And so new hybrids would develop out of an ancient African culture and maybe a Lemurian. New types of races or new types of entities came upon your planet through this intermingling and intermixing. This also resulted in the fall of the Lemurian vibration. As they intermingled and intermixed with the other races upon your planet, their energy came down in vibration. but it was necessary for the feminine principle and the feminine energy and also the star energy to become somewhat reignited in the entities that existed on your planet. So it was all part of the divine plan. The mother goddess that existed on Lemuria was more or less worshipped by the Lemurians. They revered her highly, and she was known for her wisdom, compassion, and unconditional love. She felt like all of the Lemurians, and actually eventually all of the other beings on Earth, were her children, and she treated them as such. And so she did rule with, we wouldn't say an iron fist, but she had the last word. If there was something that was coming up and, it needed to be decided, it would go into the hands of the mother goddess. And she was known as a goddess. They knew that she came from off planet, and they knew that her vibration was completely expanded and quite high, and she was an enlightened being. Her chakra system was fully open from the root to the crown, so she was able to leave her body at will, bilocate, manifest one day across the world, and then eventually go back and manifest here. She was more developed in her abilities and power than the rest of the Lemurians, and that's why they considered her the goddess. She was considered the mother goddess, a living god on earth. The Lemurians became quite adept at their own brand of technology. So they were a seafaring group, and they basically went across the seas to spread their culture, but they also recorded all of their doings and all of their history in the crystals that were seeded here by the star people. The Lemurian crystals were seeded by the star people, by the mother goddess and the people in that realm. Many of them are Pleiadian. And so when these Pleiadian crystals got seated on Earth, the Lemurians would code them with their own special brand of writing so that the Lemurian energies and the Lemurian techniques and the Lemurian history could be recorded. These crystals were held in Lemuria and existed there for many eons above ground. After the Lemurians were here for quite some time, and after the interbreeding program went on across planet Earth, it was discovered through the elders that existed in that culture that the culture was not going to survive indefinitely, that its time was coming nigh. And so what they did is they started to program the crystals in a higher and higher, at a higher and higher pace, so that none of the Lemurian technology would be lost. These crystals were kept above ground, and then they were sent with the colonists to other parts of the world. The colonists took these crystals and they put them in very special places, buried them underground, or kept them in other temples that existed across the planet so that the Lemurian energy could be safe and sound forever. Also, the crystals had the ability to move themselves. And after the final cataclysm that took over Lemuria, when Lemuria sunk, any type of information that went underground with the crystals, if it needed to, it would move by itself to other parts on the planet to act as record keepers. Some of these crystals actually went to Giza in Egypt. They went to the Andean jungle. They went to South America. They went to Brazil. They went to America. They went all over the planet, and they exist here today. And they exist in the original Lemurian format to be rediscovered and used by the Lemurians reincarnated you. And this is happening now, and it's going to happen at an even greater pace in the future. So essentially what happened to Lemuria is that, just like any other culture, it became somewhat degraded. The Lemurian mother goddess energy was taken to an extreme. The Lemurian female, who was once very pure and compassionate and loving, became somewhat aggrandized, thinking about her stature. And so the ancient Amazonian legends would be correlated to the late period of Lemuria, when women felt that they were superior to men. This is not true, of course. The male principle, the female principle are separate, but both holy unto themselves. And there became an imbalance in Lemuria where the female principle dominated the male principle. Because of this, the Lemurian culture came to an end. Karmically, this was rectified by the Atlantean culture, which had the exact opposite problem of putting the male energy above the female. This was the karmic response to Lemuria, Atlantis. So after the female principle started becoming downgraded, and this was just basically a result of not staying clear, not staying clear and not staying in deep communion with the higher entities, the off-planet entities that the Lemurians had a connection with. Eventually, the connection between the Mother Goddess and the ancient Lemurians, the Pleiadians that existed in Lemuria, that connection started getting fragmented or spotty. They didn't have that direct link because their energy was getting to be too outward and too on-planet. They weren't communing enough with their off-planet guides. And that's when the female dominant energy started to come to the planet. And so essentially, like every civilization before and every civilization in the future, this civilization had an end to it. Atlantis and Lemuria did exist at the same time for a while. Atlantis was a much older energy, Lemuria was a much older energy, but Atlantis and Lemuria did exist uneasily together for a short while. And eventually the civilization was overtaken by the water. It did sink. There was a breaking up of the continent. There was some type of gaseous explosion underneath the ground in ancient Lemuria. This gaseous explosion started breaking up the planet, and then eventually the water overtook it and it sunk, and it is below the earth. There are outposts of Lemuria that exist today, the most famous one being Mount Shasta. There are ancient hybrids, not quite the ancient Lemurians, but hybrids that exist in Telos underneath Mount Shasta. There's also Lemurian energy in New Zealand, in southern Argentina, and around the Pacific Ocean towards the south. There are Lemurian remnants at this time. So basically what we would like to say to you is that if you come across Lemurian crystals or Lemurian texts or Lemurian energy, that you might want to hold on to it. When your vibration is high enough, that information will be revealed to you. As most people that are in the ascension process at this time, except for the very new ones who are just coming to Earth for the first time, but most of you have had many Lemurian lifetimes and you have deep connections and deep resonance with this energy. And because you do, it's going to come back to you so that you can utilize it in this lifetime. And this energy is going to help bring others into the divine feminine principle and the life-sustaining culture that existed in Lemuria, where all of life was nurtured, sustained, and loved. The great effect that the Lemurians had upon each other and upon all the life on the planet is that they loved it with their whole being. And this is the energy that's coming back and the energy that is going to be given to you when you reconnect with these Lemurian objects. And so, in closing, we would like to actually energetically connect you to Lemuria so that you can be much more receptive to the energies that are coming your way and easily recognize them. And to do this, we are going to call in the Lemurian guides, the guides of the Mother Goddess from ancient Lemuria a long time ago. So at this time, we call in the ancient Pleiadian guides of the Mother Goddess and the ancient angelic guides of the Mother Goddess. And we ask that these Lemurian guides surround us, and we also ask that they raise our vibration. And if you would, go ahead and open your crown chakra at this time, knowing that you're fully protected by the angels here. And also open your third eye. Imagine your third eye as a three-sided triangle. Go ahead and open it and look at this triangle and spin it in a counterclockwise direction inside the middle of your head. This is going to activate the Lemurian codes and bring back the Lemurian energy within this third eye chakra. So go ahead and imagine this pyramid spinning in a counterclockwise direction inside the middle of your head. Very good. There's going to be time codes activated. Okay. And now go ahead and open your crown chakra. And at this time, we call in the guides of the ancient Lemurian Mother Goddess. We ask for these guides to download any information that's appropriate for us to have at this time regarding Lemuria and the ancient Lemurian culture. We ask that these energies and these codes come back into our being 100%. So these are being downloaded into your crown chakra. These are coming from the Mother Goddess's guides. And now they're being disseminated into your third eye, and they're becoming activated, and they're rotating in your third eye. And this pyramid is becoming larger and larger. And it is encompassing you. It is going outside of your third eye. It's getting larger. And it's encompassing your physical body. And now you're being rotated in your spirit, within your body. And the point of this is to raise your vibration. It is an unlocking of the codes. So go ahead and just spin. And now this energy is being turned into a diamond. The diamond is encompassing your being. And the diamond is drilling down into the crystalline core of Mother Earth in a counterclockwise, in a clockwise fashion. And now this energy, which is within your physical being, is being carried upward to the guides of the Mother Goddess in a counterclockwise direction. So there are two opposing forces, one going down into Mother Earth clockwise, one going up to the stars counterclockwise. This is meeting within your body, within your solar plexus chakra is the meeting ground. And now that diamond is pulsing. There's pulses. And it is being flooded with the light from ancient Lemuria. That energy of ancient Lemuria that has been safely downloaded into your crown chakra is now being transferred by the angelic kingdom into your solar plexus, into these energies within this diamond, and it is being released within your being. You are being connected to Mother Earth and the stars, and of course to the ancient culture, island culture of Lemuria. And now this energy is pulsing, 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 and it's getting stronger and stronger within you. It is being aligned to the beat of your heart. And now it is being sent out from your physical being, and it's being amplified, and it's being spread throughout your entire auric system. And now the Mother Goddess guides are bringing in past life memories, past life recollections, and past life information from your particular soul that existed on the lost continent of Lemuria. This is coming back to you in energetic form, and it's being downloaded into you right now. Each of you is being carried to the Lemurian continent. Each of you is being carried there in a protected bubble of light, in an orb. And you, in your physical present day incarnation, is getting sent back to ancient Lemuria so that you can dwell in the memories, but more importantly, in the energies of that time. The ancient Lemurian energies are coming into your sphere, into your physical being and your consciousness, you are being transported back to this ancient paradise at this time. And now the orb is the bubble of light in which you are encased is being broken open, and your total essence resonates with the essence of ancient Lemuria. And this energy that is encapsulating you is being spread within the continent and out through the water. And the water carries your Lemurian essence all around the globe. It is circling the entire planet. And you are taking the Lemurian energy and you are transporting it to other parts of the globe, not just in past days, but in present time as well. And now your being, your essence, covers the entire planet. You are one with Mother Earth. You are one with ancient Lemuria. You are one with the grasslands, the desert. You are one with the grass. You are one with the oceans and the forests. You are one with the Mother Goddess and the star guides of ancient Lemuria. And this energy is spreading not just across the entire planet, but within all the beings of the planet. And the ancient Lemurian dolphins and whales, the guides, the physical guides upon the ancient Lemurian culture are coming in, and they are coming into your essence to guide and direct you in future times so that you can connect more easily with this energy. They will guide you. And your energy goes back to the stars via the conduit of the dolphins and the whales. They will be your conduits to the precursors of the Lemurian energy. And they are firmly established within your being. And lastly, we ask you to choose an ancient Lemurian seed crystal and place it upon your third eye. And we ask you to keep it there in good faith and standing. This will be your window to the ancient Lemurian energies. This will be your sight, your way to gaze into the energies of old. With this crystal that is being placed on your third eye in the etheric realm, go ahead and choose your crystal. Imagine it. And the beat of the Mother Goddess resides in this crystal, and this is how you will connect to the ancient Lemurian homeland, and your guides will connect you to the stars from that holographic imprint upon your earth. And now we just ask you to relax and bathe in the Lemurian light and just take a few minutes and meditate on this ancient culture and your connection to it. Meditate on this culture using the crystal within your third eye and feel the high vibration and the loving energies. Now we ask you to come back into your heart space in present day time, knowing that you have been, will be, and are connected with ancient Lemuria. At this time, the channeling will